The Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Adam Giles, has called for a national energy summit as soaring electricity and gas prices in South Australia begin to hamper business activity in that state. Listen to this. Electricity prices have surged above $1,000 a megawatt hour this month, forcing the state government to plead with the owner of a mothballed gas-fired power station to turn it back on to ease the pressure on supply. The crisis has been blamed on the state's reliance on wind power and the ability of coal and gas power stations to charge high prices when the wind drops. Northern Territory's Chief Minister Adam Giles is speaking now with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
Adam Giles, good morning.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Well, given this crisis seems to be happening right now and has been happening for the last few months, what would a national summit achieve?
Well, the national summit is something to talk about how we as a nation solve some of our energy issues. I think jurisdictionally, each state and territory in many parts of Australia have been hijacked or held to ransom by Labor and Green preference deals, which have seen agreements set in place for renewables, particularly around solar, but also around wind. And now what we're seeing in South Australia is a result of some of those challenges. But that's not the only major issue. That's an issue that's now starting to come home to roost for some of those states. The other issue is the ability for supply of gas in Australia. And if you start to look at some of the forward projections on New South Wales, and it's not my role to speak on their behalf, but you're starting to see a reduction in gas supply around Australia in certain parts, which is going to mean the price of gas is going to increase, which will ultimately lead to higher electricity prices. So an energy summit can start to deal with the issues that are facing many consumers in Australia about the price of electricity, which is coming as a result of either gas or coal or Labor Greens preference deals to solar and wind.
What do you, though, fundamentally blame the current sort of price surge on, though? I mean, you did mention the fact that, you know, South Australia's reliance on wind is a problem, but there's also a cold weather snap at the moment. There's maintenance works going on an electricity interconnector with Victoria that supplies energy to South Australia. That's hampering supply. I mean, how much of it, too, is this moratorium on onshore gas drilling, you know, in New South Wales?
Well, there's two different points there that are related. The issue in South Australia, whether it's climatic or whether it's maintenance on certain elements within the sector, they are short-term issues. The longer-term issue needs to be about reliance for energy. And if your longer-term plan in South Australia or Tasmania is on wind and solar, and you've done that as part of a Greens preference deal, well, you now start to see the challenges because you need to make sure that you have a backup reliance, and whether that's coal or gas or diesel or whatever that is, you need to make sure that you've got that continuity of supply. And we're already seeing things such as Arrium Steel at Whyalla close down. You're seeing challenges whether it's with Holden or BHP in South Australia. And these are issues that are going to flow through. Now, I don't like to talk on another state, but you're going to see these issues flow through the other parts of the country. And your point about a ban or a moratorium on coal seam gas in New South Wales, well, what's happened there is the Greens have got hold of an argument. The Wilderness Society out of Tasmania pushed the Greens and they put the political pressure on. So now New South Wales is not going to be able to have that reliance of a frequent energy supply that can both drive industry, drive growth, and keep prices down. And one of the issues that comes up in all of this frame, and we're seeing it now in the Northern Territory, and that is we want to see our gas industry developed. We're not anti-environment, we're pro-environment. We want the best regulations that we can have in Australia and in the world to protect our natural and pristine environment. But we want to develop our industry so that we can remain globally and jurisdictionally competitive in both industry and electricity prices for consumers.
So do you still believe the answer is to build a pipeline from the Northern Territory to bring gas to the southern and eastern states? I mean, that's been your long-held ambition, hasn't it?
Well, two answers to that. One is that the pipeline's actually getting built right now. Steel is being produced. The steel started being produced a few months ago. So that pipeline will be laid between Tennant Creek and Mount Isa, and we'll slowly start to filter gas into Mount Isa, and we'll help companies such as Incitec Pivot, who were being priced out of the energy market and were currently building facilities over in Louisiana in the US because their energy prices are so much cheaper. Now, Incitec Pivot were having challenges as to whether they could continue. Our pipeline will allow them to continue that. And that's part of a national energy security resolution, I think, that could come out of the summit. And whether or not you build a gas pipeline to South Australia or to even Western Australia through the Carnarvon Basin and really link Australia up from a national grid point of view for gas, I think that is part of the longer-term solution for this nation, is part of building the Nationals' infrastructure's importance. But the other point I go back to, if you've got states such as South Australia who want to see Labor jump in bed with the Greens and do these deals on solar, it doesn't matter how much gas you put there, if they're not going to use it, you're going to continue to see prices increase.
Well, as you say, it is a bit of a long-term plan. I mean, South Australia is a long way from Mount Isa. I mean, building a pipeline from Northern Territory down to there would take, gosh, several years of planning, construction, not to mention the multiple...
I've got a pipeline from conception to being built within 2 years. I can have gas flowing within 2 years. So I can help provide solutions to New South Wales and to South Australia from Territory Gas. We've just changed our environmental regulations so that we've got the best regulations in Australia from a gas and environmental point of view. We can start to solve that issue for Australia, and I'm sure that Western Australia can do that too. But this is part of the broad thinking around a National Energy Summit. But you've got to leave your Labor Green preference deals at the door if you want to help consumers and industry in Australia.
Is that your message at the moment? You're in election mode? Is that your concern?
It's not. It's got nothing to do with the Territory election. We support the gas industry in the Northern Territory. We want a robust environmental regulatory regime that protects our environment. But we want to use gas and we want to support industry and growth. And if South Australia are busy closing down their industries because they've gone too much solar and wind, we're happy to take those jobs into the Northern Territory.
Adam Giles, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks very much for your time.
Good on you, Cheryl. Thank you.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Adam Giles there, and he was speaking to our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.